Have you ever wished you could like clone yourself to handle all those little marketing tasks? You know, like effortlessly sending out those perfectly timed emails or managing social media like a total pro, or maybe even knowing exactly which leads are ready to become like loyal paying customers. Well, that's the magic of marketing automation. And today we're taking a deep dive into the world of the marketing automation consultant.
It's not science fiction anymore. This technology is already like transforming how businesses run across all sorts of industries like
Yeah.
healthcare,
Healthcare.
e-commerce, and even real estate. And the people who can actually harness this power,
Yeah, the people who actually know how to do this stuff.
they're in super high demand. Let's just
Yeah.
say that.
Yeah. That's actually exactly what caught my attention. We've got like a whole stack of articles and research here, and it all points to this being like a career path with like serious potential, right?
Absolutely.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's just make sure that we're all on the same page. What exactly is marketing automation?
Okay, so think of it like this. Remember those really intricate domino setups where one tiny push triggers this whole chain reaction?
Oh, yeah.
Marketing automation is kind of like that, but instead of dominoes, we're talking about digital actions. So, like, say a potential customer signs up for your newsletter.
Oh.
Boom, a welcome email is automatically sent out.
Automatically.
Right. And then maybe that's followed by a series of like targeted messages that are designed to nurture their interest and keep them engaged. So it's all about creating these systems that work seamlessly in the background so businesses can focus on the bigger picture.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this could be like game changing. Not just for businesses, though, but like for those skilled people who actually set these systems up. You
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
our sources really emphasize the consultant side of things. So let's shift gears for a sec and imagine ourselves stepping into the shoes of a marketing automation consultant. What does a typical day actually look like for someone in this kind of role?
Well, to be honest with you, there's really no such thing as like typical in this field.
Oh, interesting.
That's part of what makes it so exciting. One day, you might be playing detective, digging deep into a client's business, trying to uncover their pain points
Right.
and their hidden opportunities.
Okay.
So you're asking questions like, what are your biggest marketing challenges? Or like, where are you losing those potential customers?
Yeah.
It's all about understanding their unique needs and goals before you even start thinking about automation.
So it's like a detective story, except the clues are all hidden in website analytics and customer data.
Exactly. And once you've gathered enough of those clues and you've identified the areas that are ready for automation,
Yeah.
you kind of put on your architect's hat.
Okay. Architect. Okay.
So this is where all those platforms like Salesforce and HubSpot come in. You start designing custom workflows. So think of those as the blueprints for all those automated actions. And you're tailoring it specifically to that client's goals.
It sounds like it requires a pretty unique blend of creativity and technical know-how. Like you're not just following a template, you're actually building something unique for each client.
Yeah. You might be crafting like an email sequence that nurtures leads or setting up a social media schedule, to maximize their impact, or even like creating more complex systems that segment audiences based on their behavior. It's really about using these powerful tools to build a system that works like a well-oiled machine, quietly generating all those results in the background.
And once you've built the machine, do you just like hand over the keys and walk away?
Not at all. That's where the third hat comes in, which is the data-driven coach. A good consultant doesn't just set it and forget it. They're constantly analyzing all that data, tweaking the workflows, and making sure the automation is actually delivering the desired outcome.
Right, making sure that it's actually working, that it's doing what it should be doing.
Exactly. So it's about being a guide, a mentor, and helping the client understand what those numbers actually mean and how to make those adjustments to get those even better results.
So it's a role that keeps you on your toes, constantly learning and adapting. No wonder our sources are buzzing about the demand for this kind of expertise. They even cite some pretty impressive stats from LinkedIn and Upwork.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. Businesses are realizing that they can't afford to ignore the power of automation anymore. And that means a huge need for those skilled consultants who can guide them through all this digital transformation.
And this is where it gets really interesting for anyone who's considering this career path, because high demand often translates into, well, let's just be honest, pretty attractive earning potential. What kind of numbers are we talking about here?
Well, one of the articles we have here highlights some hourly rates for freelance consultants, and those range from like, I think it was 50 to $200 or even more, depending on experience and specialization.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who maybe prefer that stability of a full-time job, six-figure salaries are definitely possible.
Okay, I see why this is piquing people's interest. And the flexibility of, like, being able to freelance, work for a firm, or even just start your own consultancy adds another layer of appeal, right?
Absolutely. It's a career path that can adapt to your lifestyle and your ambitions. But beyond even those financial rewards, I think there's something even more compelling at play here.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Think about it this way. You're not just setting up those email sequences or automating social media posts. You're playing a key role in helping businesses thrive in this digital world that we're living in.
You're helping them succeed, essentially.
You're empowering them to reach their target audience more effectively, you know, build stronger customer relationships, and ultimately achieve greater success.
So it's not just about the tech, it's about the impact.
Exactly. And for someone like you who, you know, loves learning and exploring all these new ideas, this field offers this constant stream of challenges and opportunities to grow. And new technologies and trends are emerging all the time, so you'll always be on the cutting edge, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Okay, I'm officially hooked. But let's get practical for a second. What are the first steps someone should take if they're intrigued by this career path? Do you need, like, a fancy degree or years of experience to even get started?
No, not at all. One of the best things about this field is its accessibility. You don't need a formal qualification to start experimenting and building your skills. A lot of those platforms that we mentioned, like HubSpot, ActiveCampaign, Mercado, they all offer free trials.
So you can basically test drive the tools before you fully commit, right?
Exactly. It's like a playground for aspiring marketing automation consultants. You can roll up your sleeves, build some sample workflows, send test emails, and you really just get a feel for how things work in practice.
So no expensive courses or certifications required, just a willingness to dive in and get your hands dirty.
That's right.
I like it.
And speaking of getting your hands dirty, those free trials are also a fantastic way to start building your portfolio.
Ah.
Even if you're just working on those hypothetical projects, documenting your process and showcasing your understanding of the tools can go a long way when you start applying for those jobs or those freelance gigs.
That makes sense. So you're building practical skills, you're creating tangible examples of your work, and you're familiarizing yourself with the platforms that are, like, most in demand.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
It is. And while you're experimenting and building those skills, there's another crucial element that you should be paying attention to.
Well, let me guess. LinkedIn.
You got it. In the digital world, your online presence, i.e., your resume.
Right.
Make sure your LinkedIn profile is totally up to date, highlighting those newfound marketing automation skills and the platforms that you're comfortable with. Use all those relevant keywords, think like marketing automation, HubSpot, Salesforce, you know, email marketing, things like that. Make sure you pop up in those recruiter searches.
So it's not just about having a profile, it's about optimizing it to attract the right opportunities.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of networking. Connect with people in the industry, join those relevant LinkedIn groups, and engage in those conversations. The marketing automation community is generally very welcoming and supportive, especially to those just starting out. You never know where a connection might lead.
Okay. So we've got those foundations covered: hands-on experience, building a portfolio, and crafting that killer LinkedIn profile. What other advice would you give to someone who's serious about making a career out of this? Like, what are some of the secrets to standing out in this increasingly competitive field?
That's a great question. And it leads us to some of the more advanced strategies that our sources highlight. One of the most common pieces of advice is to specialize. The world of marketing automation is vast, so finding your niche can help you become that go-to expert.
So instead of trying to be like a jack of all trades, you become the master of one.
Exactly. You could, for instance, choose to focus on a specific industry, become the, like, guru of healthcare marketing automation, or like the go-to expert for e-commerce businesses. Or you can specialize in a particular platform, mastering all those intricacies of, like, HubSpot or Salesforce, and become like a certified expert.
It makes sense. In a crowded marketplace, specialization helps you stand out and command those premium rates. But what about the softer skills? Is it all about the tech, or are there other qualities that contribute to success in this role?
That's where it gets really interesting. While technical skills are undeniably essential, our sources emphasize the importance of a customer-centric approach.
Okay.
This means actually understanding your client's customers, their needs, their pain points, and their motivations.
So it's not just about automating those tasks, it's about using those tools to actually enhance the customer experience.
Absolutely. And that requires empathy, communication skills, and a genuine desire to help those businesses connect with their audience in a meaningful way. Remember, it's not just about pushing those messages out there. It's about delivering value and building those relationships.
Okay, so we've got specialization and customer focus. What other gems of wisdom did our sources reveal?
Another key skill they highlighted was the ability to be data-driven.
Okay.
It's not enough to just set up the automation.
Yeah.
You need to understand how to actually analyze the results, interpret all of that data, and make those informed decisions based on what the numbers are telling you.
So it's not just about being tech savvy, it's about being data savvy.
Precisely. You need to be comfortable with those metrics, like your open rates, conversion rates, and even customer lifetime value. You need to understand what those numbers actually mean, how they relate to your clients' goals, and how to adjust your strategies accordingly.
It sounds like a marketing automation consultant needs to be a bit of a data detective, constantly analyzing those clues to solve the mystery of customer behavior.
I like that analogy. And speaking of being a detective, one of the sources actually touched on something I found fascinating.
Oh, I'm all ears. What is it?
They mentioned the importance of cross-functional knowledge, which basically means that the more diverse your skill set is, the more valuable you become.
So it's not just about mastering marketing automation, it's about understanding how it fits into the broader marketing landscape.
Exactly. Having a solid understanding of related fields like SEO, content marketing, and CRM management can give you a huge advantage. The more well-rounded you are, the better equipped you'll be to provide those holistic solutions to your clients and see that bigger picture.
So it's about seeing both the forest and the trees, like how all the pieces of that marketing puzzle fit together.
That's a great way to put it. And it brings us to an important question for anyone considering this career path.
Ooh, I love a good cliffhanger. But I think we'll save that for part two of our deep dive.
Sounds like a plan. You know, it's funny, when I first started in marketing, automation basically meant those like clunky email blasts that everybody hated.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's become so much more sophisticated.
Yeah. It's like not about sending the same message to everyone anymore. It's about that personalization, you know,
Right.
targeting the right people at the right time with the right message. And that requires a really deep understanding of, like, not just the technology, but the psychology of marketing, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's like having a conversation with your customers, you know,
Right?
guiding them through their journey and like anticipating their needs.
Okay, so before we left off, you were about to pose a pretty crucial question for anyone considering a career in marketing automation. What was it?
Right. So it's all about perspective. As you're exploring this field and you start experimenting with different tools and platforms, ask yourself, what types of businesses are you most excited to help grow using all of these powerful tools?
Okay.
What industries like resonate with you? What problems are you passionate about solving?
I love that. It's not just about chasing the hottest trend or the biggest paycheck. It's about finding your purpose within this dynamic world. And speaking of industries, one thing that really stood out to me in our research was the sheer variety of sectors that are embracing marketing automation. It's not just the tech giants anymore, right?
No, not at all. We're seeing it pop up everywhere, from e-commerce and healthcare to education and even real estate. I think that speaks to the versatility of this field. No matter what industry you're passionate about, there's probably a way to apply marketing automation to help businesses succeed.
Let's give our listeners a few real-world examples to bring this to life. Imagine you're working with an e-commerce company. What kind of magic could you work with marketing automation?
Well, you could start by setting up those abandoned cart emails.
Oh, yeah, the classic.
The ones that gently remind those customers about the items they left behind. You'd be surprised how effective those are at recovering those lost sales.
Yeah, it's like a virtual tap on the shoulder saying, "Hey, did you forget about me?"
Exactly. And it goes far beyond just that. Think about personalized product recommendations based on their browsing history.
Oh, right.
Or like those targeted email campaigns that announce new arrivals or special promotions that are tailored to each customer's preferences.
It's all about creating that personalized touch, even at scale,
Yeah.
making each customer feel like they're the only one you care about.
That's the goal. And it's not just about sales either. Marketing automation can be used to improve customer service, build brand loyalty, and even gather valuable feedback.
What about healthcare? I'm really curious how automation is being used in that industry.
Well, think about appointment reminders, those ones that are sent via text message or email. automated follow-ups after a doctor's visit, or even personalized health tips that are delivered through an app. It's all about improving patient communication, mm-hmm. you know, engagement, and ultimately their overall healthcare experience.
So it's like streamlining those processes, reducing those administrative burdens, and freeing up those healthcare professionals to focus on what they do best, caring for patients.
Exactly. And it can even play a role in preventative care, like encouraging patients to schedule those checkups or reminding them to take their medications.
These examples are really bringing it to life. What about the education sector? How is marketing automation transforming that landscape?
Imagine automated email campaigns that guide prospective students through the application process, mm-hmm. or personalized messages that highlight specific programs or scholarships, or even chatbots that answer common questions instantly.
So it's making the whole process so much more user-friendly, both for the institution and the student.
Right. And once those students are enrolled, automation can help with onboarding, you know, course reminders, and even tracking their progress to ensure they're staying on track.
I'm starting to see how this really is a field with limitless potential. No matter what your interests are, there's likely an opportunity to make a real impact with marketing automation.
Absolutely. And as technology continues to evolve, those opportunities are only going to grow. We're seeing artificial intelligence and machine learning being integrated into these platforms, which is going to take personalization and efficiency to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm officially mind blown. But let's get back to practicalities for a moment. We've talked about the importance of specialization, but I imagine there are like tons of different platforms and tools out there. Does a budding marketing automation consultant need to master all of them?
That's a common concern. But the good news is you don't need to become an expert in every single platform under the sun. It's perfectly fine to specialize in one or two that really resonate with you.
So you could become like the HubSpot guru, the Salesforce whiz, or the ActiveCampaign expert, and that's enough to build a successful career.
Absolutely. And remember those cross-functional skills we talked about earlier.
Right.
Even if you choose to specialize in a specific platform, having a broader understanding of the marketing landscape is always valuable. It helps you see the bigger picture and provide more strategic advice to your clients.
So you're not just a button pusher, you're like a strategic thinker who understands how marketing automation fits into the overall business strategy.
Exactly. And that's what sets you apart from someone who just knows how to set up a workflow. You're the one who can guide your clients toward their goals using automation as a powerful tool to achieve success.
It's like the difference between knowing how to play a musical instrument and being able to compose a symphony.
That's a perfect analogy. Mm-hmm. And speaking of composing a symphony, I think we should bring in another element that our sources highlighted.
Oh, I love where this is going. Lay it on me.
It's the idea of storytelling.
Okay.
In a world that's saturated with data and automation, the ability to weave a compelling narrative can be like a total game changer.
So it's not just about the numbers, it's about that human element.
Exactly. Think about it. You're not just presenting data to your clients. Mm. You're telling them a story about their customers, their behavior, their journey. You're using data to paint a picture, you know,
sure.
and bring those insights to life.
It's like those data visualization dashboards that transform dry spreadsheets into engaging visuals.
Precisely. And by crafting a compelling narrative, you can help your clients connect with their audience on a deeper level, build trust, and ultimately drive action.
Okay, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together. Technical skills, customer focus, data analysis, storytelling. It's a pretty potent combination.
It is. And it's a combination that's in high demand. As more and more businesses embrace the power of automation, they're going to need those skilled consultants who can help them navigate this complex landscape and achieve their goals.
I'm sensing a call to action coming on.
You're right. If you're even a little bit intrigued by the world of marketing automation, don't wait to start exploring. Take advantage of those free trials we mentioned, start building your skills, and just immerse yourself in the online communities. The future of marketing is being shaped right now, and you could be a part of it.
That's a powerful message. And, you know, it's not just about landing a lucrative job or becoming a sought-after consultant. It's about being part of something bigger, you know, contributing to the evolution of marketing and making a real impact on the way businesses connect with their customers.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about finding your passion, your purpose, and using your skills to make a difference in the world.
And on that inspiring note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the role of a marketing automation consultant, demystified the jargon, highlighted the opportunities, and even provided some actionable steps to get started.
But before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought to ponder.
Another cliffhanger. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Imagine a world where marketing is truly personalized, you know,
yeah,
where businesses can anticipate your needs and where every interaction feels relevant and valuable.
Huh.
That's the potential of marketing automation when it's done right. And the question is, what role do you want to play in shaping that future?
That's a fantastic question to leave our listeners with. It's about vision, it's about purpose, and it's about the power we have to use technology for good. It's exciting to think about all the possibilities, right? We've talked about the technical skills, the strategic thinking, and the importance of storytelling, but ultimately, like, it all comes down to using these tools to create a better experience for customers.
Yeah, that's what makes this field so compelling. It's not just automation for automation's sake, you know?
Right.
It's about leveraging technology to actually enhance human connection, build relationships, and ultimately just make marketing more meaningful.
We've covered a ton of ground today, from like defining what marketing automation is to exploring all those diverse roles a consultant can play. We even touched on the potential to specialize in specific industries or platforms, which I thought was really fascinating.
Yeah, and let's not forget the earning potential. We talked about how those in high demand can command those impressive hourly rates or even six-figure salaries. It's a career path with some serious potential for anyone willing to put in the work.
Absolutely. But it's not just about the money, though.
Right.
It's about finding a career that's both challenging and rewarding, where you can constantly learn and grow while making a real impact on the world.
I think that's what resonates most with people who are drawn to this field. You know, it's that opportunity to blend creativity and technical skills with a genuine desire to help businesses thrive.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what key takeaways would you leave our listeners with?
Well, if you're even a little bit intrigued by the world of marketing automation, don't wait another minute to start exploring. Take advantage of all those free trials that we talked about, play around with some different platforms, and just see what sparks your interest. There are so many resources available online, from blog posts and articles to even YouTube tutorials and online courses.
It's amazing how accessible all of this knowledge is. You don't need a fancy degree or years of experience to even get started. It's all about the willingness to, like, dive in and learn.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. The marketing automation community is incredibly welcoming and supportive. Connect with other professionals on LinkedIn, join some relevant groups and forums, and just don't be afraid to ask questions.
I love that sense of community. It's like having a network of mentors and cheerleaders who are all invested in your success.
And as you start on this journey, keep that final thought that we discussed in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what role do you want to play in shaping the future of marketing?
Right.
What types of businesses are you passionate about helping? What kind of impact do you want to make?
Those are such powerful questions to guide our listeners as they explore this exciting field. And with that, I think we've given them a really fantastic deep dive into the world of marketing automation.
We've demystified the jargon,
yeah,
showcased the opportunities, and hopefully inspired our listeners to take that next step.
So to our listeners who are now buzzing with ideas and ready to embark on this adventure, we say, like, go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
The future of marketing is waiting to be shaped, and you could be the one leading the charge.
And remember, it's not just about automation. It's about using these tools to create a better, more personalized, and more meaningful experience for everyone.
That's a wrap on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep automating the world a better place.